Good morning and welcome to the First Baptist Church of Palos Verdes. I'm glad you're all here with us virtually once again. We are trying to show you a little bit about what it would be like to come to church service here with us. So we begin every week with some announcements from Victor, as our chairman of our elders. Victor?
Good morning and welcome. Remember, in the email you receive each week from Pastor, you will have a link to get you to the sermon. Please keep sharing the link with friends and families and others that you know so they could enjoy the sermon that week from our pastor. As we continue to respect the stay-at-home order for now, however, the church office remains open 5 days a week with reduced hours from 9 to 12. Gina is here Monday and Tuesday, and remember, Pastor is here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for any of your prayer needs or any spiritual needs or anything else that comes up. Please reach out to him. We continue to use this time to clean and sanitize the church, so we will have a nice clean church when we resume shortly in the near future, or hopefully in the near future. Please remember to send in your praises and prayers to Pastor each week so we could get him out there and we could praise everything, praise and prayers and everything. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you, Victor. When you come to worship the Lord, it's always a good idea to begin by being called to worship. As they did in the Old Testament, the priest would come and they would read from the Torah, and we will read from Scripture. Our call to worship. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. The reading from 1 John 1, verses 3 through 4. Worship includes many things, and one of those things is song. So we're going to have Kelly come up and lead us in song. So I hope you're standing at home and singing along with us. Kelly, would you come up, please?
Sparing, sent him to die I scarce can take it in, that on a cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled to die and take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen, amen. We live in a world created by an awesome and great God. Let's continue in our service today. We're going to talk a little bit about our tithes and offerings. We talk about this all the time. Our tithes and offering are, we think in terms of the money, that we give money, that we want money. What we want is for the ministry to continue. What we want is for us to be able to advance God's kingdom. So everything that's given is given as a worship offering to the Lord. And as each week goes by, we pass the plate around, and we certainly appreciate what's given to the Lord.